His transforming work. In Philippians 2, verse 13, we read, "It is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure." We are daily surrounded by the drama of difficult circumstances, the trauma of hurting people, the crisis of life's myriads of problems, of the intense pain of the precious loved one, of the deep darkness of depression's icy grip, the disappointed heart, a soul wounded by this sin-sick world. "Oh God," we cry out, "how long? Oh Lord, why do you cast me off? Why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? Do not hide your face from your servant. I am in trouble. Hear me speedily." The need and pain around and within are intense, and we plead, "Open your eyes and help us, Lord. Stretch out your arm and work for us." But the greater need is his work in us. "Be holy, for I am holy. Be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. And be kind to one another and tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Remember, it was God alone who started a good work within you. It was he, not the preacher, that convicted the soul of sin. He began to work, or you would never have taken that first faltering step. He gave you the witness of his Spirit. Remember, it was the purifying gaze of the Spirit that pointed you to Christ, imparting to you faith and hope and trust and love for him. And it will be him who completes it. We must yield to his working. We must yield to his penetrating gaze and his purifying fire. Oh, search me, O God. Intimately know me. Root out all the areas that shadow your holy presence from me. Discover in me any areas of hidden pride, festering unforgiveness, ungodly anger. Lay bare any suppressed wounds of the heart or bitterness of the soul, or remove every issue that blocks precious union with you, and empty me of self, that I may be filled with your love. He who began a good work in you will complete it in the day of Christ Jesus, until you can cry, "Not I, but Christ."